Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.
Quite right, too. It's the podcast companion to issue 545 of Fly Me to the Moon. That, of course, is the Millwall scenario. And in the studio, we've got, as ever, editor-in-chief Robert Nichols. How are you, Robert?
I'm all right, thank you.
And a very special person, the man whose father actually built the majority, the vast majority of where we're currently broadcasting from. Of course, we've commented on the quality of his reports and views. He's been a regular attendee at all the Borough games. He knows his stuff when it comes to matters to do with Middlesbrough Football Club. Of course, we're referring to Joe Nicholson. Hey, Joe!
How are you doing? All right? I'm good, thank you.
Excellent. So, Middlesbrough, as opposed to United, Liverpool, City, any of those sort of other fine teams that are actually out there?
Yeah, definitely.
Why is that then?
Well, just local club, really. You've got to support, where you grow up and, you know, it's what makes it.
That's simple and to the point there. Excellent. In this particular edition, we'll be looking at the end of season poll. It's that time of year again.
It is.
But if you can sort of think, well, they seem very bubbly, full of the Easter Bunny spirit, etc. It's because we realise that if the season had only started a few weeks ago...
Yeah.
Top of the table, really.
Four matches ago, yeah.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal set of results. Just win with Burnley. Easy peasy, really.
Mm.
Or was it? Is it a case of my former friend can't stop a shot list has actually become can stop a shot list?
Certainly can.
And he actually has done that whole business and obviously allowed for a fine result, which kind of just held the Burnley promotion party back a wee while.
Yeah, held it back. If we can manage to win with 9 men on the pitch, then we can manage with 10 men on the pitch.
Absolutely.
That seems to be the way.
It's quite extraordinary. Obviously, you were there, Rob.
Yeah.
Thoughts in terms of since we last spoke, because it has been very much a case of all seems to be going well, and Mr. Karanka can settle back and say, well, yes, I don't have to worry about anything. But we do lose some Chelsea players who kind of go back, and there might be other issues there.
Yeah. Yes, anyway. Of course, because Nathaniel Chanabar finally came good, didn't he? Yeah. Really good goal.
Derby, yeah. Yeah, he's always been a good, he's good on the ball, good passer of the ball, but I think he's kind of dropped in and out of the team, and yeah, he's kind of come into the form really, along with Leadbitter in that midfield, and I think he played at centre back at Burnley.
He was very disciplined at centre back. That's been the difference between him and Omaru. He's in and out of games, isn't he?
But that's
made a difference to him. I think, Aitor Karanka has talked about Omaru that he would like to take him next season on loan if he could. So we'll see what happens. He'd probably have an absolutely storming World Cup. And then if we can settle something first before every Premier League team wants to get hold of him. And obviously Daniel Ayala came back from injury and played remarkably well at Burnley considering being out. Obviously he's red carded now, so he's suspended. But we're sort of digging deep into our reserves as far as defence concerned, but against adversity we seem to sort of, it lifts us. And I think, you know, it'd be really, whatever happens at the end of this season, if we can end on a positive and keep this run going it really stands in good stead for next season.
Well, that has certainly been a kind of classic line where in previous years, Borough have had this sort of notion of the season has just come to a limp end and just gone nowhere, really. There's a sense now that actually there is a move forward. Yeah, okay, practical terms, it's not going to be a playoff paradise.
I don't think so. But too many teams ahead of us, isn't it?
Well, we'll see. I mean...
That tension, really, in terms of... It does seem as though, despite the wins, so you still continue to sit quite merrily in 12th and 13th place.
Well, Easter can make a big difference to that.
Absolutely.
Especially if we can... If we can beat Reading away, who are struggling at home.
Yeah.
Let's just keep winning.
James Cartwright, in his Who Should Stay and Who Should Go column, I thought he was talking about the Jam, or the Clash, perhaps.
Clash.
Yeah, the Clash, in terms of, obviously, you know your music, Rob, as we've said before. Danny Graham, Joseph Varga, and Dimi Konstantopoulos to actually stay, together with Kenneth Amaro, but Jason Steele, Curtis Main, and Seb Hines would be going, as far as his
forgotten man, Seb Hines, isn't
he? Seb Hines, yeah, there's been a lot of players in at centre-back, and he's kind of been, he's not really been in this season, and last season he was in a couple of times and looked not bad alongside a Woodgate or Williams, but
As Sir James Cartwright himself says, it's easy to forget Seb Hines still plays for Middlesbrough, but still made a positive impact on his debut against Hull City in the FA Cup back in 2007. I think Hull City have got something to do with the FA Cup as well. They get very excited in Humberside. We're talking to BBC Humberside's Andy Comfort.
And I bet they are.
Yeah, he was thrilled by the whole system. But life continues. Okay, we'll be focusing on what Joe has actually made of the Borough. In fact, you can actually give your sort of scores live on air, so to speak, or live on podcast, which is fantastic, in what has now become the classic Joe Reports.
Yeah.
Which is very good. You know, Joe Reports, prior post, love student Joe Nicholson, looking back over Borough's games, and of course he'll be looking back over the last home game, which has the typo, Rob. I don't know if you noticed the typo there.
I often put a typo in your
isn't. I think we're okay. Well, I don't know. Borough 1, Birmingham 3?
Other way around.
Yeah. I sensed, I'm sorry, Rob, but you know, sometimes it's like the Grognard and the newspaper.
Yeah.
The quality stuff, sometimes you have these things. Anyway, all this, Joe Reports, and of course, the end of a season poll. Have you voted in this before, Joe, by the way?
I haven't, not yet.
Oh, wow.
Get your pen out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very critical. You could be critical in deciding who actually sort of picks up the particular area. And we'll find out a little bit more about Jason Steele's thoughts with respect to, again, another classic question. First of all, how are you fitness-wise? Genius. That's fantastic stuff. All this and more on Flying to the Moon, the podcast companion, issue 545. Plus, of course, we'll be looking at that Ian Holloway managed side. Ian, of course, who possibly didn't quite have what it took to actually keep Palace afloat, as Tony Pulis has shown. Maybe he's finding he hasn't quite got what it takes to keep Millwall afloat either.
With a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225
grams of magnesium. Hang on, slow down. And one tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, that's the recipe.
Oh, if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
My wife Betty was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Through the surgery and telling our daughters, I could still remain positive. But eventually, I felt there was nothing more I could do for her. That's when I felt I was falling. That's when Tony was brilliant.
I would offer support to the family wherever I could, ultimately helping Betty fulfill her wish of passing away at home.
No one should face cancer alone. With your support, more nurses like Tony can be there for people like Betty and Bill. Text Tony to 70550 to donate £5 today. We are Macmillan Cancer Support.
We receive 94p of every pound donated.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.
It's back for the second part of the production, in which we go straight into Joe Reports. Joe, we really should have your own jingle. I'll get one for the next season. How did you start off with this whole thing? Because they have become must-reads as far as Fly Me to the Moon, the fanzine, is concerned. So what gave you this idea of actually doing a full report from the perspective of a prior post-glove student?
Well, I started writing. It was about... been writing it almost two seasons now. I've just been writing about all the home games, and I put them on my blog, which is called Reports from a Teenage Sports Fan. You can find that online.
You still got your father's way of cross promotion. Yeah. Fantastic stuff. Slipped it. We'll mention it again. You know.
I've been doing that for about 2 years, and then this season I got in touch with Rob, obviously, and he been getting them in Fly Me to the Moon and. Yeah, you know, and, yeah.
I see you very much as the Nigel Clough to Andy's Bryan in many ways. I'll sort of throw that in there. line for that in terms of radio broadcasting. And Rob, I say they are good. I mean, it's a wonderful example of young fans getting together, actually putting stuff down. Obviously, Joe, you're looking to work in sports journalism, etc. So mm-hmm. best way of really doing it, putting them together.
Yeah, I think so. And good thing is that you spend the start of it, you bring it up to date, don't you? And,
yeah.
And say what's happened since, and but really, really accurate reports, but also entertaining reads. That's critical, isn't it?
I think we can actually adapt, because in past podcasts, of course, we have actually done readings from letters. Bark at the Moon. Mm. What a wonderful feature that was. Bark at the Moon. We never seem to. Is there a Bark at the Moon? In my word, outrageous! Yeah. You know, turn to the last thing there. We think, but I think what we will do is between Rob and myself, we will actually give you the player, and Joe, your line is to actually give the rating. And the little comment, or rather, okay. The pen picture. So, what do you think, Rob? Should we start at the back with Dimi Konstantopoulos, or should we start, with this? Should we just work our way down this whole thing? Are we all right?
Yeah.
So, there we are, the official Joe Reports thing, and the first player we'll actually go for with Rob will be.
Are we going to the substitutes or not?
We'll do those as well. Yes, what the hey? But we'll start off with the goalkeeper.
Oh, right, okay. Yes. So, these are Joe's ratings of the.
All we need to do, Rob, is
all forms is versus Birmingham. Okay.
All right. So, Rob, the first player is
Dimi Konstantopoulos.
I thought he made some good, important saves throughout the match, especially late on as Borough held on in that against Birmingham. This match is so I gave him a 7.5.
Ooh,
Joseph Varga.
He kept Birmingham's left hand side very quiet. I thought he played a very good game at right back, and he snubbed out any of the danger in that right back position. I gave him an 8.
Ooh. Kenneth Amaro.
I gave him a 6.5. He was having quite a good game, but he got sent off for bringing down Ibe, the Birmingham substitute, late on. So, yeah, He took one for the team to get their red card.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Gibson.
Only a 5.5. I thought it was difficult for him because he got moved across to left back after George Friend got substituted. He looked quite out of place in that position. But he was harshly sent off for a second yellow card.
George Friend.
Only played 20 minutes and got replaced after with a groin injury. So only a 6 for him.
Nathaniel Chalabar.
I gave him a 7. I thought he improved in the second half, where he imposed himself more on the game as Borough dominated.
Grant Leadbitter.
I think he's always a big player for Borough. I gave him a 7. I thought he was instrumental in the midfield and delivered some dangerous set pieces.
Albert Adoma.
6.5. He was quiet in the first half, but after the half time, he saw more of the ball.
Luke Williams.
Again, only a 5.5. I thought he looked out of position on that left hand side and he struggled to really have an impact on the match itself.
Jacob Butterfield.
Keeps improving. I gave him an 8 and I give him the man of the match for this match. Because I thought he linked up play really well in the attacking third and he scored a really good goal on that evening.
Danny Graham.
I gave him a 6.5. He worked hard, he did get a goal, but he did miss some decent chances when he was through on goal one-on-one a couple of times.
Jonathan Woodgate.
7.5. He came on after 20 minutes and he was solid all evening.
Emmanuel Ledesma.
6.5. He added some attacking threat in the second half as Borough pushed for when they were 2-1 up and they pushed for a third.
Lee Tomlin.
A 7, he scored his first goal. He looked hungry for that, and his efforts were rewarded.
And that is the first official live Jerry Reports on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast. Genius. It could well be the favourite podcast of the year, or feature that people might like to vote on. It's the FM TTM End of Season Poll 2013-2014. So many things to go here. Shall we actually, Rob, ask for thoughts from Joe to sort of say who he might possibly be going for? Obviously, he can't influence the fan, you know, and the writer.
Everyone's got their own
opinions. Exactly. Let's work our way through this. So, Joe, your player of the season.
This player of the season? I'll probably have to say George Friend, to be honest, because I think... He came in at the start of last season under Mowbray, and he was kind of a breath of fresh air on that left back position. He bombed forwards, but then I think towards the end of last season, even towards the start of this season, he was found out a little bit defensively. A lot of the teams were going past him, and he struggled. But I think, especially under Karanka, the improvements that he's made have been quite vast. To be honest, you know, he still gets forward. He picks his opportunities to get forward. But he's settled in that back as well, and he knows when to go, when to stay.
That's almost it, Rob. There's nobody else I can say. I mean, I would have said possibly Grant Leadbitter, but maybe not. But anyway, any thoughts for yourself?
Joseph Varga is probably another one.
Yeah.
The other fullback.
Okay. Young player of the season, Joe?
I'd probably say Ben Gibson. I think the way he's coming in that centre-back position, you know, he looks a real leader, and I think he could be possibly a captain in the future.
Rob?
So. What do you reckon is the best game of the season?
Probably be the other night, the Birmingham, just because of the drama and the sending off and...
Last
15 minutes, yeah.
And the worst game of the season?
Probably, it was back in December, the 1-0 defeat against Brighton. Scrappy, you know.
The wind won, didn't
it? Yeah.
A flatulent performance. Goal of the season?
Leadbitter against Reading.
Worst goal conceded.
I think it was Mowbray's last game, the McCourt.
Yeah,
Bristol, was it Bristol? Bristol City.
And signing of the season.
Signing, probably I'll have to say Adoma. I think he's been a breath of fresh air on that right.
I think I would say he's a shoo-in for that particular line, Albert Adoma. Which is an interesting one. Who should we never have let go of this season?
It's hard to say, really. I think. Well, we're playing Millwall this weekend. And they've got a lot of players that the McDonald, Bailey, Hoyt. Djukovic, I think, is the.
Yeah.
He's in real form since we let him go in January.
Of course, being Djukovic, which is interesting in terms of, I mean, there was a time we thought, well, obviously that's how you score goals. Best looking player? Difficult one to go for, really. Uncoolest player? So, Vorda Prior Purslow. Uncoolest player.
Yeah.
Not sure, really.
Best haircut? I don't know why you put this in, Rob. Every
everyone always
exactly,
says.
Exactly. Yes.
I don't know.
Worst haircut.
I like to see whether people think whether short hair or long hair's in.
Very true.
It goes from one to the other.
Or is it such a sort of fine-tuned haircut, rather like the Duchess of Cambridge, that actually it's £5,000 spent and you wouldn't even know the banana cut?
Well,
you know?
There you are.
Dirtiest Borough player. Presumably we're just talking about cleanly habits here, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts on that one?
Dirtiest player? Mm-hmm. Well, we've picked up a few red cards this season, to be honest, but I think a lot of them have been... Yeah, little mistakes, quite hard. Some of them a bit harsh.
But Ledbetter always goes.
Yeah, Ledbetter's always committed.
Favorite player of all time.
Is that for Borough? Or?
I think it's
Bosko Jankovic. Why not get a vote for Bosko Jankovic?
Used to be my,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
I used to Hasselbank. To be honest,
that's a good one.
UEFA Cup days and him and Viduka and.
Very good. I mean, I think it's time we actually just gave a little mention for this chat, because I mean, he's been sort of he hasn't been mentioned for so many months.
Hi, this is Tony Mowbray, and you're listening to Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Yeah, I know we've stopped playing it, but you know, he still was a fine player. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
And what a wonderful sort of little recompense it would be if he actually. You know. Best team we've played this season.
It's been a few. I mean, obviously Leicester have run away at the top. We actually played them on the first opening day of the season.
They beat us, didn't they?
Yeah, I thought we were actually better than them first half. I think after the half time they showed.
We were unlucky away as well.
A lot of quality. It's hard to really say.
And QPR beat us twice as well,
of course. QPR, yeah. Nottingham Forest, I know they're struggling at the moment. I thought they were looked quite good when we played them. Yeah. So
say Burnley because we beat them twice.
Yeah.
And a few words to summarise your feelings on Borough's season.
It's obviously been a season of change. Karanka's come in. I think he looks fresh ideas. He's definitely tightened us up at the back. And I think we now are creating chances going forward. So I think there's a lot of promise for next season if we don't get in the playoffs, which is looking like we probably won't. But
something to build on.
Something to build on, definitely, yeah.
Something to build on. I could actually hold the whole range through on that basis. Okay, fmttmadmin@gmail.com. Unless you fancy sending a carrier pigeon with its little sort of season pole attached, but I don't think that would actually help, Rob, because you don't have any facilities for actually taking carrier pigeons at the office, I don't think.
Not at the moment, no.
Exactly.
They do land on the roof.
That's why I did mention pigeons as a possible way to communicate with the whole thing. But effectively, the deadline for this is Tuesday, the 22nd of April. So, you know, listening to this podcast on Good Friday or whenever. But,
oh, just showing how quick it is to fill it in.
Exactly. That's all you need to do. And there you are, they have it, etc. You can work our way through that. And you can have your chance of actually having a say in the Fly Me to the Moon end of season poll for 2013-14. Jason Steele, is he coping with this sort of... Because, I mean, you know, he's literally gone from being, you know, talked about as being ideal England under-20 range of things.
He was in the Olympics squad, wasn't he, only a couple of years ago. It must be quite a testing time for him. He's been very unlucky, as he said. It's not ideal to be sent off in the first game of a new manager, but then to have to have what was quite a big operation, it seems, straight afterwards, almost like a reconstruction. And then trying to play... When Shea Given left, he hadn't really played any football, so he was really up against it to go back in the team, having had such a big operation. And now since then, Dimi Konstantopoulos has played brilliantly. So it is difficult for him, but I think he's taken as a positive the fact that he's on the bench ahead of Thomas Myers. Mm. That he is the second choice at the moment. So he just has to be on the top of his game in training wise, just to be poised to come in if needs be. And the summer's near at hand.
Exactly. Trish Ems and Skilo are the two people who have actually used the traditional way of barking at the moon. Trish to actually talk about a sponsored walk that she's doing in fancy dress on Saturday to the Borough Ground.
Mm.
This is to raise money to send Marley Gill, 5-year-old Marley Gill, to Disneyland. He suffers from portal hypertension, congenital hepatic fibrosis, polycystic kidney disease, Caroli disease, and esophageal varices.
Operation every 12 days, doesn't he, to stop internal bleeding. So,
if you can help with that, obviously collection buckets en route to the Borough game against Millwall tomorrow. which is Trish M's line. And Skeelo, of course, little line that I think probably most people are thinking about from the fan perspective, that the mini run has maybe come just a little bit too late, but not in the Nicholson household. Where there's hope, there will obviously be a dream that thing will work through. Ian Holloway, always good for the post-match commentary, or indeed the after-match quote. Do you think it's going to be a straightforward results tomorrow, Joe?
Well, I hope so, obviously. I think we'll see. There's a couple of games today, isn't there? Brighton and a couple of other teams around the playoffs are playing today. So we'll see if they get beat, then there is a possible chance that we could sneak up there. But I think they're obviously wanting points, Millwall, and so I don't think it'll be as straightforward as
they're 1 point behind Charlton now, aren't they? They're breathing down their necks because they got an equaliser in the 90th minute, I think, last week. And they beat Wigan the match before, away from home, which is a tremendous result.
I think they've lost for a while, Millwall. I think they're on a decent run, but obviously they're still down there.
Nicky Bailey's been playing pretty well in the middle. Yeah. I think he's the only of the
three
that's
playing. It would be highly frustrating if Bailey and McDonald scored, I think. Unless they lose 5-3.
McDonald comes off the bench. But he might come off the bench and score. That'd be even worse.
However,
unthinkable. It won't happen.
Yeah, exactly. And if you listen to this after the match, which some people like to do, then, you know, it's just part and parcel of the whole thing. Subscriptions, well, you might as well just sort of pop in and actually work through that for the next
edition.
546. That going to be in Barnsley, Saturday the 26th of April. Yeah. We may well have an end of season Flying to the Moon podcast special where we sum up things. I think
we might
look to put that together. Obviously, you can still see Rob Nichols on tour on the Book of the Month and a whole range of other factors, which is there. Yeah, it's not the reunification of Shrub. Joe, have you enjoyed your first ever studio-based Fly Me to the Moon podcast?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. I think he's done very well, hasn't he?
Brilliant.
He hasn't even come off the bench, really. You know, his last season, he's been there, shoots, he scores, which is fantastic. So I trust we'll see you again very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, seven words. I don't know if you followed the whole. Actually, we have one before we go. So, a little special mention for somebody. Even my late father actually used to mention quite a lot because I think he liked the name Rolando Ugolini. Passed away, and Joe way before your time, and way before many Borough fans' time actually. But somebody who
was a real character.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think was part of an era where Clough was playing and a whole range of other things.
Yeah, he was a flamboyant goalkeeper who liked to do a little bit of a spectacular dive as well as saving the ball.
Exactly. So sort of Barry's answer to Bert Trautman in many ways. You know, in terms of but I don't think he ever played with a broken neck.
No, but he got special permission off the FA to actually be able to play as a foreign player with some special dispensation. So he changed the rules.
That's right. I think you had to sort of be in the country
because he was born in Italy.
Precisely,
but he'd been brought up in Scotland.
Strange, we don't really have those sort of issues these days, do we?
No.
With respect to,
maybe because of him.
To non-British players.
No.
Anyway, seven words. Do you know what those seven words are that we always finish up every podcast with? Oh, dear. I thought for a moment there he would say he was a true podcast fan as well.
That's it.
So, a one, a two, a three.
Come on, Borough.
And up the Borough.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.